And next thing you know, we're thinking about scenarios and trying to make plans and make decisions. And I thought, while my mind is out of control, my soul is in God's control. That's the title of this message. When my mind is out of control, my soul is in God's control. Psalm 91. When we go to the Psalms, when I go to the Psalms, I always think of how my soul is. This is God done a physical thing where my soul can rest in Him. All the Psalms, which are songs, spiritual songs, are always talking about the soul. It can talk about a physical condition of a man. Mostly David are the ones who sang the Psalms and wrote the Psalms, but they're also mostly talking about the condition of your soul because of what God did. Psalm 91 says, "And he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Listen, I love it in Ephesians chapter 2. It says, "We sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus now." Listen, we are hidden. My soul, while I'm here on this earth and I am mind, body, and soul, my soul has two residences. My soul has two places to dwell in. It dwells in my body, but it is in heaven. God has already considered me as much a resident as heaven as I am here. And when trouble is coming, my soul can hide in the secret place of the Almighty. The whole world could be falling apart, but my soul is not falling apart. My soul can find a resting place, a peaceful place in Christ Jesus. The next verse says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. A refuge is a place of safety, a place to run to when everything seems like it's after you, like everything's coming against you. You know this, like game preserves. A refuge is a place for those animals to go to that nobody can hunt them, nobody can hurt them, nobody can kill them. Listen to this. My soul, when it is troubled, when my mind is out of control, my soul can run to the refuge of Jesus Christ. My soul can go to the place that my God becomes my refuge, my fortress, and my buckler and shield. Man, I love that. And I can trust Him. Why can I trust Him? Because He's already died for me. He's already laid down His life for me. I can trust Him because He died for me while I was yet an enemy. He loved me when I was unlovable. He reached out for me when before I was saved and in His family or in His care. Man, I can trust Him because He died for me before I was living for Him. Verse 3, "Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence." Let's think about that. Surely He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Listen, there's two kinds of things that the psalmist is writing right here. He said He can take you, he can save you from those sneaky traps that the devil sets. The sneaky things that the enemy comes against you. Those little quiet traps, those little things that are set up just so easily, so they draw you in. You didn't see them. See a fowler, a man who catches birds, or a woman who catches birds. They set the trap, and it's very hidden. It's very quiet. It's camouflaged. You can't see it. And when the bird steps in it, don't even really know it's caught. God said, "I can protect you from the things that are sneaky, that get on you before you even know it." Praise God for that. I need God to protect me. But He also said, "And I can protect you from the noisy pestilence." He goes, I can save you and protect your soul from when everybody's screaming. There's something wrong. There's something going on. There's a danger. There's a present danger, and it's loud. It said noisome pestilence. Listen, we understand that completely. Everybody's talking about this virus. Everybody's talking about destruction. Everybody's talking about sickness. God can deliver my soul from that too. God can deliver your soul from that too. When everybody else is going crazy, God can deliver you from that too. He shall cover thee. Listen to this. I love this verse right here. When I read this, this helps me every time I'm troubled, every time my mind is troubled. He said, He covers me with feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be the shield and buckler. Let's go back to that one verse right there. Listen to this. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wing shalt thou trust. This is so good. Let me give you this image real quick. This just blows my mind. This is how good God is. If you spend any time in the country, a mother hen will, if there's any danger, if there's a predator in the sky and they see it, if they think it's out there, the mother will open her wings, and all the baby chicks will run on up under the mother hen, and she will put her feathers down and cover the whole. It's amazing when you see that, because there's more chicks under there than you could imagine. Everybody's under, the whole family is under there. And what does the mother hen do? The mother hen sacrifices while she covers the chicks. She sacrifices. She says, whatever is coming down on us, I will take the hit to protect you. Man, God couldn't give me a better visual of what He's doing today for my soul. Jesus, God, but Jesus covered me. Jesus covers you. He lets you get up underneath Him, and He took the hit. He took the penalty of sin and death for you. He covered you and took the hit where you can be safe. And my God, is this not powerful? There's many people under the wings of God. There are so many people. Hey, just like in a little farmyard, you'll be surprised at how many chicks. One more comes out, another one comes out. When the danger is gone, there'll be more and more and more come out. Praise God. What I want to say right there is room for you underneath God's protection. There is room for you where God makes a way. Man, that's so powerful to me. Verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. During the Jewish time, they broke the day down in four periods. And there were four periods right there. Night, day, noonday, and darkness. They had broke the day down into four periods in the Jewish daytime, in a whole 24-hour period. And what He's saying right here, and it's simple, I'll just break it down for you like this. God is a 24-hour God. God is a 24-hour God. He's watching over you 24 hours a day. It don't get too hot for God. It don't get too bright for God. It don't get too dark for God. It don't get too quiet for God. God will always be there for your soul. There is rest for your soul in troubled times. I like to know that if I get up in the middle of the night, I can call on God. If the enemy is throwing some fiery darts at me in the middle of the daytime, maybe around lunch at high noon, and guess what, in that midday, you think, man, God, you can't cry out to God in the middle of the day at the workplace. Yes, you can. There is rest for your soul. Listen, I want you to know this. God is a 24-hour God. God don't sleep. He don't take any time off. He don't rest. He's not busy. If you'll call on Him and trust in Him, He will be there for you when you need Him. Amen. Lord, this is so good. Listen to this. Nor the pestilence, no, verse 7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at the right hand, but it shall not come nigh to thee. Listen to this, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, and it shall not come nigh to thee. What is that? Wait a minute. What are you talking about here? Are you talking about, can God keep you from getting stuff that everybody, yes, but can I tell you this? Once you're a born-again child of God and your soul is saved, listen, soul after soul after soul can fall into eternity and never be in the presence of God. But let me tell you this, a person who's born again, guess what? 10,000 can fall off this side, another 1,000 can fall off that side, but praise God, your soul is with God. He knows you. He's waiting for you. You're complete in Him, so stop worrying like everybody else worries. Praise God, I don't care if 10,000 people fall. Praise God, if you're a child of God, your soul is in the palm of God's hand. You are enclosed in God's hand. You are written in God's hand. He knows your name. Praise God. If you're a child of God, He's never lost you. He's never forsaken you. He's never forgotten where you're at. He's never wondered where you are. He knows exactly where you are. And the very moment, praise God, that you take your last breath on the face of this planet and you're a child of God and you are born again, you will be in the presence of God and you will shout for glory and say, thank you, Lord, that I wasn't like other people who didn't trust in you, even in the hardest times of life. Let your soul rest in the fact that thousands and thousands and thousands of people can be in a full panic, but you do not have to panic if you know Jesus Christ. Your mind can go to a million different places, but your heart and soul can remain in Christ Jesus. This is a prime time for Christians to stand up. Notice I didn't say the church. I want the church to stand up. But the church is believers. If you can stand during this time, proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, stand in your faith, and don't panic. And when somebody says, why do you have hope during this kind of time? An economic trouble, a virus trouble, people are scared. Why do you have hope? Because when I didn't have any hope at all, Jesus came to my rescue. When I was lost and dying in my sins, Jesus Christ reached out to me and saved my soul. See, Jesus died on an old, rugged cross for the sins of the whole world. He wasn't guilty. He didn't do anything wrong. He had never committed a sin. He had never done anything that was worthy of dying, but we all had. I heard this recently, and it just blew me away. God has already done everything that He possibly do to keep you from going to a place called hell, to keep you from being separated from God for eternity. That is, He died for your sins. And if you simply believe, listen to this, if you simply believe that Jesus died for you, guess what? You can get your soul set free. And no matter what's going on in this world, no matter what's going on in this world at this time, no matter what sickness comes, what trouble comes, what pain comes, guess what? Right in here, being honest with you, right in here, there will be a peace. Right past your mind running, right minus all the thoughts and all the decisions you got to make, right inside your soul, you'll know it is well with my soul, with God. And that'll be worth everything. Scott's going to close us with another song. Man, we just thank you for tuning in. It's a short message, but you know what? Wednesday night, I wanted to speak to the need tonight. Is it well with your soul? Is your mind running a million miles an hour? Is your heart running a million miles an hour? But guess what? If you get that thing sewed up in your heart and soul, guess what, friend? It'll work out as He comes.
Though the ship is battered, the sails are torn. I am falling on my knees as I faced the raging seas. Oh, but the anchor holds in spite of the storm. The sails are torn.